You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Randa with Rangers off the 2014 EP, also called Rangers. And we have got Tom and Amanda in the studio from A Lot, aka Auckland Library of Tools. Kia ora, guys. How are you?
Hello.
It's nice to have you up in here today. I'm really excited to talk about this because it's a really interesting initiative. So more or less, this has been, if people have been following you on Instagram, they might have seen this sort of knocking around for a wee while. But it's basically, it is what it says on the tin. It's a library of tools based in Tāmaki. How did it come about? What made you guys want to start up a tool library, and what is a tool library?
Well, what I really like about the concept and the name of a tool library is it is quite self-explanatory in the name.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it is a place where you go and borrow tools, just like a book library. We use the word tools quite broadly. It sort of expands to equipment as well.
Right.
It started up after we met Ryan from Toronto Tool Library, and he was at a presentation that I was also at here at uni, held by Sustainable Future Collective, and he was talking all about the Toronto Tool Library and sort of the environmental impact and waste and whatnot. And then I followed his presentation and was talking about how I'm building a tiny house on wheels and how I don't own any tools. So I just sort of joked to the audience, like, someone please start this tool library. And then we ended up talking to Ryan for ages after, and just everything he was saying just made so much sense. And so Tom and I were like, let's start a tool library.
We'll be the people who start the tool library.
Yeah.
I think we should backpedal to building a tiny house, because that's kind of amazing and kind of hectic. And also hectic because trying to do that without tools is quite hard out in its own sense. Why are we building a tiny house?
All sorts of reasons, you know, living in Auckland. I feel like that sort of answers it.
Yeah.
And is it finished? Is the house finished now?
It is weather tight.
Nice.
It looks finished on the outside. It's definitely not finished.
Okay, got you. Weather tight is very important, though. A lot of non-tiny houses in Auckland are not weather tight. That's my hot take for the morning there. I've lived in a couple of them.
Yeah, I'm insulating at the moment. I'm like, ooh, what a luxury. Yeah. Insulation.
Literally written into the law, but never mind. So when you sort of pulled together this tool library, who have you kind of called upon? Where have you gone to get your tools, basically, and what kind of tools do you guys have? As you're saying, it's a bit of a broad umbrella. Tom, do you want to answer that one?
Yeah, we've got heaps. We've got hammers. So we started off with Facebook.
It's a good place to start, hammers.
We've got more than that. But we started off with a big sort of Facebook thing, which was quite fun because it committed us to doing it, and we got a really positive response. We've got sort of hundreds of people signing up within a few weeks.
Awesome.
And now I think it's over 1,000 now.
Oh, brilliant.
So 90% of our tools, I think, are donated. And then we've had the odd sort of like bulk donation. So like an intermediate out in South Auckland somewhere decided to buy iPads and close down the wood shop.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that kind of breaks my heart, but also good for you guys as well.
Yeah, good for us. So we've got like 80 child-size hammers, but we also got some really nice like scroll saws and things that are useful for large people.
That's great.
What was the other question?
So you pulled from all these different kinds of people, and you've got all these different kinds of tools. What else have you got in there? So you've got the classic kind of
heaps.
Tools, saws, hammers, things like that.
We're doing stuff. So when someone's, because we're sort of slowly growing the catalogue, when someone joins up, if we don't have what they want and it's not like $5,000, there's a pretty good chance we'll buy it for them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty awesome collection of power tools, trimmers, compound miter saws, lawnmowers, which are really popular. I think 4 people joined up when we got our first lawnmower.
Oh, that's so good.
So now
we've
got 2 lawnmowers. We need more.
With the like saws and things like that, can they use them at the library, or they take them away, like check them out like a book?
Yeah, you check them out like a book. You could use them at the library. We are located in a makerspace called Hackland. So I think Hackland are pretty relaxed about people doing a little bit of work there, but typically you would join them as well if you wanted to use the workshop on a daily basis or weekly basis.
Where's that located?
Kingsland, so same as us, 48C Bond Street, behind the big church.
Nice. That's a good location, nice and handy to lots of things. And how? So you've obviously had a lot of people sign up to it. How can people get involved if they want to join the Tool Library? What can they do?
Yeah, help us.
We need more people.
Yeah, get in touch, Facebook, Instagram, email us. We are definitely after more volunteers, so we've got heaps to do, so we need people to help us run the library. So we're open Thursday evenings and Saturdays, and then we need help with just cataloguing tools and...
Having fun at the library with us.
That's also a very important part.
We're on Facebook.
Yeah, and just organising the space and checking tools, so there's heaps to do.
One thing I'm quite curious about is, so you've obviously got lots of donated tools, but how are you funding things? Like when you say, when someone shows up and they're like, I want this specific tool, how are you funding that? Is that just you guys self-funding that, or have you got like a give a little or something?
We're not a free library yet.
No. Okay.
Maybe one day. At the moment it costs $85 a year or $60 a year for probably for your listeners.
And $20 for 3 months of students.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
There's a sliding scale. But so people pay a little bit of money. We also get a little bit of money from Waitemata. Not enough, though. But we're going to apply for more, and we're really grateful. Thank you. and I think the plan is to do a crowdfund. Maybe we're going to start doing that in a couple of months.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to help us with that...
That'd be great.
And so apply for more funding.
You sort of pay to be part of the library, but it's all going right into the tools and the resources. It seems like a really good system. Yeah.
Yeah, I think $85 is like half the price of most of our serious tools. Less. So it's not a bad deal.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic. Well, thank you both, Amanda and Tom, for popping up from Auckland Tool Library. If you want to find them on Facebook, it's Auckland Library of Tools. Is that right? A lot. And are you on Instagram as well? You are, yeah.
Yep. Auckland Library of Tools. Those are Twitter too.
On Twitter, all the platforms. So those are the places to hit up if you want to get involved or ask them some questions. And someone's texted in to say, OMG, I've been wanting to do this. I am so excited you've done it. Yay. So you've got fans out there, guys.
Come help us.
And we're going to play some tunes very shortly as well, just after this. Thanks again to Amanda and Tom for popping in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.